Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, April 13th. Tesla CEO Elon Musk elaborated on Tesla's upcoming powertrain and battery investor day. He says that despite previous comments, and also the title, it will focus only on batteries and not powertrain, as they have a lot to talk about. As we previously reported, Electrek revealed that Tesla will present the result of its internal secret Roadrunner project at the event. The goal is for Tesla to produce its own battery cells using technologies developed by Tesla's internal teams, including work from its research lab in Canada, led by Jeff Dawn, and new technology recently acquired through the acquisition of Maxwell on a massive scale and at a cost below $100 per kilowatt hour. As Musk said last week, the event has been pushed to maybe mid-May due to the coronavirus pandemic. Tesla's stock surged by as much as 10% this morning, despite a broader market pullback amid the developing pandemic. In Electrek's take, it seems that the market and analysts are starting to look at what the auto market is going to look like post-pandemic, and many are starting to see that Tesla might be in a much better situation than other automakers. Tesla is currently expanding Gigafactory Shanghai, and a new drone video shows just how massive the new buildings are, now that the foundations are in place. Based on the video, Tesla also appears to be connecting the two main buildings in the first phase. The video also shows Tesla loading up 5 trucks, and there were over 100 Model 3 vehicles in the loading area when the video was filmed last week. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says that Tesla's plan for a $1 million robo-taxi vehicle on the road by the end of this year is still on pending regulatory approval. When asked on Twitter when the release for the robo-taxis would come about, Musk said, quote, "Functionality still looking good for this year. Regulatory approval is the big unknown." By functionality, Musk is likely referencing what he previously called the full self-driving feature complete, which is Tesla delivering all the features required for a full self-driving system. Speaking of self-driving, when Tesla launched the Model 3, it equipped the vehicle with a standard cabin-facing camera located in the rearview mirror. It has been almost 3 years since Tesla brought the vehicle to production and this camera, of which is included in the Model 3, but it's always remained dormant. As the internet does, much speculation ensued as to the purpose of this feature. During one such exchange, a user named Marty T said, quote, "This is most likely for robo-taxis. If they vandalize your car, it's on camera and they'll pay for the damage and possibly get charged criminally." To which Elon Musk himself chimed in and replied, correct. With COVID-19 lockdowns lifting in China, car buyers are coming back in droves. Ipsos, a marketing research firm, surveyed first-time car buyers in March, and the survey revealed that 41% of new buyers have a preference for EVs. The Chinese Communist Party is deploying a range of tactics to spur vehicle sales. Electric vehicle subsidies were extended with the increased use of vouchers and coupons. In some regions, even odd license plate restrictions are being loosened, and some cities are deploying a program similar to Cash for Clunkers. Automakers from around the world are positioning to take advantage, including Tesla, Volkswagen, Byton, General Motors, and many more. With oil prices at new low levels, coal is now the most expensive fossil fuel on the planet. On the subject of coal usage, new data was compiled and published today by Michael Sivak, Managing Director of Sivak Applied Research. Writing for Green Car Congress, Sivak provided these following stats. The number of states that generated at least 75% of electricity from coal decreased from 9 in 2008 down to 3 in 2018. The percentage of electricity generated from coal decreased in 2008 to 2018 in 49 states. The most significant decreases were in Massachusetts, who went from 25% to 0%. Connecticut and New York were both down from 14% to 1%, and Delaware decreased from 70% to 5%. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, in the first quarter of 2020, green energy became the United Kingdom's main power source for the first time ever. As reported by Current News, the new analysis came from the European energy insight company called Enapsys. Quote, "During this period, 44.6% of total generation was produced by renewables, with the rest generated by gas-fired plants at 29.1%, nuclear plants at 15.3%, power imports by 7.3%, and coal plants by 3.7%. G20 energy ministers met on Friday and agreed to, quote, "commit to doing whatever it takes, both individually and collectively, to try to save the energy sector. And on Sunday, oil-producing nations agreed to the largest production cut ever in order to stabilize oil prices. The New York Times reported, quote, "The plan by OPEC, Russia, and other allied producers will slash 9.7 million barrels a day in May and June, or close to 10% of the world's output." Electric and solar-powered vans are delivering fresh produce in India during the coronavirus lockdown. The vehicle was designed by the Indian Institute of Horticulture Research, and it is designed to ensure freshness of produce for at least 2 days as it delivers food. The solar panels on the vehicle's roof help to control the temperature inside. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric motorcycle review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Zero SRF. The motorcycle sports an 82-kilowatt motor and a 14.4-kilowatt-hour battery, and it was described as feeling limitless. The SRF has an immense amount of speed and power available and is rated for 160 miles of range. The MSRP is $21,495. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.